everyone. My name is Meg Krueger. I'm the content specialist with Pioneer Athletics. And today we have the opportunity to sit down with Assistant Professor Adam Toms out of Iowa State University. He has a much longer title than that, but I'll let him cover that in a few minutes here. Today we really focus on the topic of inspiring the next generation. So you'll have the opportunity to hear from his experience, what he's learned through working with this next generation, some misconceptions that he's been able to debunk. And most importantly, you know, what he's found to be successful with helping mentor this next generation, helping them find opportunities, and things that we can all really put into application so that we can continue our advocacy for the turfgrass world and our industry. So without further ado, I'm excited to present Mr. Adam Toms. Enjoy. As promised, we're going to have a very exciting groundskeeper chat here for you today with Adam Toms. He's an assistant professor over at Ohio. I keep saying Ohio, and you know, that's just maybe me sliding in a little bit of some Buckeye pride in there, but it's Iowa State University. So I've already butchered it enough. I'll let you take it away, Adam. Introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the nature of your gig.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for that introduction. I'm the state turfgrass extension specialist. And so I get to go out and travel and solve problems in turfgrass related issues throughout the state of Iowa. And I really like that. I also am an advisor and a teacher as part of our turfgrass undergraduate and graduate program here at Iowa State. And then I conduct research as well. So I get to wear many hats. I like it because I get to deal with all the different people that are involved in the turfgrass industry in Iowa. So it's a lot of fun.
And that's a great place for me to take it at the start. You said you were, you know, you advise a lot of these students. What is that like when they're coming to you initially? Do a lot of them already have a lot of background in turfgrass as far as they know what they want to pursue? Is that, or is that something that you really have to guide because it is such a niche field and a niche education sector?
Yeah, that's a very good question. You know, typically when I have students show up as freshmen or as high school students here in their first initial meeting with me, they either really like a sport and so they want to stay involved with it, or they like the game of golf, but they know that there's somebody that takes care of it, but they don't know a lot about the day-to-day job or career. And so we sit down initially and kind of talk about the different parts of the industry for turfgrass management. And then we also visit a little bit about, what they need to do to be successful. And I always encourage them to try different parts of the industry. So, you know, hey, you're super interested in being a golf course superintendent someday, but I think it wouldn't hurt to, you know, spend a semester working on an athletic field or take a summer off if you're in the sports turf industry and go work on a golf course. Because I think that at least opens the door for them to say, hey, you know what, I really like this better or something else. The other thing that we really like to do is work with them and encourage them to go try out a different part of the country. A lot of our students, they're from Iowa or from someplace of surrounding Iowa, and they've never really left the Midwest. And so we're like, take the chance to go live in the Southwest. You know, it's a chance to go for 3 months and try something else out. And so I think that opens the doors as well for them to kind of check out a different part of the US or the world and see what they think about that.
Yeah, that's something I've found so unique about the industry is that really right from the get-go, these students have the opportunity to take internships and, you know, sought after internships all over the world. That's definitely not something that was available to me as an undergrad, you know, going into journalism and marketing. It was like you were up against 40 other people for one gig. And that's something that's so unique about this industry is they really have a plethora of opportunities. So just getting those opportunities in front of them is probably the biggest barrier. What have you guys found successful in, you know, making sure that they know about the opportunities and how to kind of position themselves to be recognized and chosen for those positions?
Yeah, I think you know, the opportunities and making sure that they see them is really important. And I think it's kind of changing. So when I went through the undergraduate program here at Iowa State almost 20 years ago, the students, you know, at that time, like they had a job board and the professors would print off the internships. They would put them on the job board outside their office door. You'd come and look at them and you'd, you know, apply, and there would be, you know, 10, 15 other kids that you might be applying against, maybe three from your own program. And now it's like, we're getting emails from, you know, athletic field managers or whoever it might be that's overseeing the system and wanting interns. And they're saying, hey, you know, give me students' names and I'll call them. And so it's completely changed the process. It's much more one-on-one. You know, I sit down with all my students, hey, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Because of the fact that they have so many opportunities now, because of the shortage of workers. And so they can pretty well handpick where they want to go, and we can try to fit that as best we can to them in that situation. So it's a lot more one-on-one and individualized. And I think it's great for them, because then they get to live out their dreams or try something that, you know, they thought, oh, there's no chance I'd get to do that.
Definitely. I love seeing on Twitter, like weekly, it's you're seeing just people reaching out like, hey, if you have interns, send them my way, or seasonal help, whatever that may be. And it just shows how many opportunities are available for the next generation. And also, I think another element of it is mentorship has, you know, it's always been important, but I think for those leaders of the pack, it's something that they thoroughly enjoy. And so getting a student in there right at the start of their career or even in their rookie season is really going to make an impact not only on their career, but, you know, the leader of the pack is going to be able to watch them go all over the country, wherever they may end up. And that's something to really write home about their career as well. In your experience, you know, how important have you found mentorship to be? You know, maybe in your own career, but also now that you're on the other side of it, kind of mentoring these students along the way.
Yeah, mentorship's huge. You know, and finding, you know, what I like most, I guess, about the sports turf industry is the fact that people are so willing to discuss and visit about, you know, questions that you might have. And so when I was an undergraduate here, Mike Andreessen was overseeing the athletic fields at Iowa State. And Mike really took me under his wing and kind of gave me some great advice about, you know, hey, these are places that I would go, you know, work and learn from. They do things the right way. And in fact, he actually reached out and kind of steered me in that direction as far as introducing me to people that really set me off on a great career. And, you know, I think that that's a great starting point there. I feel like we're really blessed here at Iowa State. We have a great relationship in our turf program with our athletic department. And so from Tim Van Loo to Josh Treverdick, now down there managing our athletic fields, they take a lot of our freshmen right away. And so the students are, you know, allowed to learn on the fields, kind of thrown into the fire right away. And they learn quickly. And so they kind of have that first fall and spring before they hit that first summer where they are actually able to gain some skills, and then they can come back after their internships and work during the school year there and continue to build their resume and build their skill set. And so we're really lucky with that. And then, you know, we use our contacts throughout the country with, hey, we know that these individuals are great mentors, and so they're going to provide great advice throughout, and the students can call on them throughout their career. So we really want to make sure that we always try to pair those up together.
Definitely. And I think that, you know, Iowa State is definitely known for their turf grass program, but definitely like known for what you mentioned, that right off the bat, students get their boots on the ground and they're able to get those experiences so that they can really be, you know, some of the top candidates to go and get those early internships. And definitely not something, again, in my experience as like a journalism student, my whole first year was just like general classes. And it's like coming out of that first year, I was just as naive about the job than I was entering it. So I think that's a really unique position that students should definitely know about. You know, so you work with them in the classroom, in mentoring them and in advising them. What do you think is one of the bigger misconceptions that people may have about this generation that you have found to not be true?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions maybe is that this generation's lazy. And I don't think that they're lazy by any means. It's just that they have different interests, maybe than previous generations. So they definitely like to work hard, especially if it's something that, you know, they feel motivated to work hard toward. And so I see our students doing different jobs, or I see them out in their summer internships, and they're working just as hard as other generations have, I think. It's just that, you know, I think you have to figure out a way to motivate them and get them excited about the task that they need to do that day. And so that's kind of what I think is the biggest misconception there. You know, the other thing is the fact that, you know, sometimes I hear different employers say, well, this generation is kind of lazy because of the fact that they're not out actively seeking employment. They kind of use you to help find them an employment. But I think part of that's just the fact that they have so many opportunities now that they can kind of pick and choose what they want and kind of wait for it to come to them. And so it's, you know, a misconception there. I think they're motivated, they're interested in what they want. It's just that they're able to be more selective than previous generations.
Yeah. And that's definitely not something to be upset about. I love that they can really, you know, cater their opportunities to the kind of career and lifestyle that they want, for sure. So my next question kind of goes hand in hand with that. You know, what accommodations have you found that you've had to make, or adaptions that you've had to make for this next generation, whether that be in the classroom or helping them navigate their careers? Is there any accommodations or adaptions that you've had to make that you think could help other, you know, advisors, mentors, professors?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've noticed is that the students like to check in with you a lot more than I ever necessarily did with my advisors or my mentors. You know, I was more of a put me on a task and I'll go do it. And this generation really wants to check in or visit with you and tell you about some of the things in their life. So they're much more personable as far as that goes. And so I think I've put more effort towards that, listening and discussing with them, kind of finding out how they feel or what they think is, you know, one of their goals. And I think that that's really paid off as far as, you know, the students are happier where they go for their internships. They're happier with their careers, I think, early out, just learning and listening to what they have to say. And it's a better fit. So it works out better for them. And honestly, I get to learn a lot more about them. And that's been rewarding as well.
Of course. And then you can really empower them, because you know exactly what motivates them and what interests them. And it's just a win-win situation, it sounds like. And I've definitely found in my experience, you know, I graduated from college like 6 years ago. And it was so bizarre. I feel like maybe I was on the cusp of kind of what you're talking about. I wanted to take advantage of those office hours or the time where I felt like I could get in front of my professor. And you would find some professors were like surprised that, oh, people are coming to office hours? Like, what is this? Or, you know, I would ask them for that extra help in navigating maybe my next step. And they would be like, oh my gosh, nobody's like utilized me this way. And so I think it's also an opportunity for professors or mentors or advisors to kind of, you know, take the next step with their career as well. And really, you know, it's not just about being in front of them for that hour in the classroom, but really you can become a vital part in their trajectory, in their career and everything like that. Have you found that in your experience that when you really, you know, take your job further, it's definitely rewarding?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, you learn so much more about the students. You know, you learn some of their interests, and some of the students have actually learned that, you know, we have quite a bit in common as far as that goes. And so that's been kind of fun to talk to them about, you know, different things besides just professional related. And so that's been really rewarding. the other thing that's been fun is to, you know, catch up with them. You know, I've been in this role 5 years now, and catch up with them after they've gone out their career, and they want to run up and tell me about, hey, you know, I bought my first house, or hey, I switched jobs and, you know, now I can hunt or fish more. And so that, like, that's fun to hear. It's, you know, you feel like, hey, it's more than, you're more than just a number to me. And that's what I want to have as part of that, you know. And I've seen that time and time again with students, and I really enjoy hearing that from them. And just, it's fun in the fall actually to be here when students come back and they want to check in and they want to tell you about, you know, what they did this summer. And, you know, if they were at a different part of the U.S., they might tell me about, you know, hey, I was down in Arizona. Holy cow, was that hot. I had no idea. But then I got to go see, you know, here's some pictures of me in the desert. And so that's kind of fun to see and hear. And that's really rewarding to me, because it's like you're gaining more. And you know that you have their trust as far as that goes, because they're willing to tell you about, you know, their personal life as well. And so that's been really rewarding and fun to see them grow and you know, go forth.
Definitely. So, you know, when you have a student, whether it's, you know, doing orientations or within their first semester, their freshman year, or even if you have the opportunity to get in front of a high school student, what's kind of your elevator pitch or your true advocacy for the turfgrass industry and why you think it's, you know, something worth seeking for these students that, you know, may have an interest?
Yeah. So we do a lot here. Obviously Iowa's a big ag state. And so we do a ton of stuff with, you know, FFA and 4-H as far as getting in front of those groups. And so we always describe what we do as urban farming, because that's, you know, in a roundabout way what it is. We're managing a crop. And so, you know, we explain it as, hey, look, you might want to stick around growing something, and you might not have the money and the land to do that. And so this is a great way to do that and be a part of urban farming. And I think that really hits home with a lot of the students that do, you know, do the tour. The other thing that we always try to say is like, hey, you know, a lot of you are involved in sports and you're not, you know, a good enough athlete to hit the next level. And so this is a way to be a part of that as well. And so they seem to, you know, respond to that as well. And that's kind of our advocacy there, you know, that, hey, you can still grow something and be a part of it and get paid to do it. Well, you don't have to have the millions of dollars to become a modern farmer here in Iowa. So.
And just to see such an intimate side of the sports world, that's something that I think is such a unique perspective. You know, before the crowds show up and before the players are there, you really are the ones that are having that relationship with, you know, the stadium or the field or whatever it may be. It's just, I think it's such a unique perspective and such a unique field to really consider for those students that love sports. But even like you said, I love that you guys dip into those pools of the 4-H and the FFA. I think that's, you know, just utilizing your unique position of where you are in the country for sure.
Yeah, we try to, you know, do activities when they come down for a tour or whatever. We'll make sure to tour the athletic facilities. And so we pair up with the field managers and we try to do something fun. So we might let them paint a logo on one of the practice fields or paint a line on the field. And typically, you know, the students say, wow, this is a lot harder than what I thought it was when I sit up in the stands. And we've had several students that have come out of those and said, you know, that have joined our program because of the fact that they were like, you know, I had a lot of fun that day, or, you know, I didn't realize how hard this was, but I think it's something I really want to challenge myself with for the future. And so I think, again, it's meeting your strengths. You know, I know when I was at Tennessee, they were working with a lot of the, you know, area high schools with part of their STEM programs, because it was a little bit more of an urban population right around there. And so I think they had great success with that. We've used our agricultural background here to try to help grow the program. And I think that's helped as well here.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that yet. You know, really linking up with STEM, that's a great resource to kind of utilize, especially, yeah, in the more urban areas. I think that's a really unique way to get in front of students. I think that's really cool. Well, I really appreciate all your perspective. Is there anything else that I didn't touch on that you would want to make sure was expressed?
You know, I think the last thing, you know, for the employers, I guess, that I'd like to say that might listen in is make sure that you're providing a fun environment. The students always, they talk to each other. You know, it has to be more than just work. And so make sure that you're showing that you're enjoying what you do as well, because no one wants to go someplace where the boss dreads work or complains about it all the time. And so, you know, I think that's a big part of it. I always hear the students say, oh, this boss is really fun, you know? And so I think that definitely pays off because they talk to each other. And so you're going to have an easier time finding interns if you have some fun with it. And I think that'll pay off a lot. And let's be honest, we all have great jobs. I mean, we get to be around sports. We get to, you know, be outside when the weather's nice and enjoy that as well. And so, you know, I have so many people that I run across that say, man, I wish I had your job because it'd be a lot more fun than having to go to the office every day. And so I think that's totally true for everybody. Just remember what you're doing and how much fun it is and make sure it's fun for, you know, the next generation.
Yeah, that's huge. If nothing else, the way to inspire the next generation is, you know, to display how passionate you are about your job and how much you've enjoyed your career. And then when you have the opportunity to get in front of, you know, the next generation, make it as fun and passion filled for them as well. I think that's a great point. I'm glad you touched on that for sure. Well, again, like I said, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your insight. And I think this will definitely help us, you know, create more advocacy for the turf grass world, which is ultimately always the goal.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I enjoy it. I do think we need to try to figure out how to get more people involved. And so I hope that, you know, we can figure out ways to continue to get people interested in this great career.
Definitely. And I think, you know, your template that you mentioned, dipping into those pools of students that may already be interested in one way or the other, and kind of just getting in front of them and letting them know it's an opportunity, it's definitely a great place to start.